Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And the countdown is on, Alicia. How many days?
We have 63 days.
You're going to make me hyperventilate. Elvis week is around the corner.
I mean, we have so much to do, but we always get it done because we're really excited about Elvis week every single year. Fans from all over the world come and they visit us, and we have some new announcements. We have some new guests.
We're going to make it across that finish line. Like those 5Kers do during the Elvis Presley Memorial 5K, 63 days to go. But big announcement, Chip Smoman.
Yep, he's going to be here. They're all going to be at the Elvis Insiders event, the Memphis Boys, Chips, everybody. It's going to be the best event you've ever been to.
Oh, really?
Are you performing? That's what I heard.
I am not performing. Therefore, it will be a good show. If you are buying tickets to Elvis Week, they are on sale now at elvisweek.com. And the Memphis Boys concert will be a sellout. It was last time, and tickets are going fast for this event. So pick them up now if you're planning to be in Memphis for Elvis Week in August of 2014. Should be very exciting.
And they're also going to be at the Elvis Insiders event.
They are.
But on top of that, Lil Hayes is going to be at the Elvis Insiders event as well. And
Yes. He's
always very interesting. I mean, he's local.
Yes.
And so we get an opportunity to see him every now and then, but he's going to be here along with Joe Petruccio.
Who does some fantastic art.
He does. I mean, I think I would like to just cover all of our office walls with his stuff. I think it's so great. And also, Kevin, have you met Linda? I can't say her last name.
Linda Deutsch. Will be a special guest at the Fan Club President's event.
Yes.
And she is an Associated Press writer based out of Los Angeles. And has covered some of the most fascinating cases in American court history, including the O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson trials.
Wow.
But before she was a crime and courts reporter for the Associated Press in L.A., she was an Elvis fan club president
as a young teenager.
And she got her start in journalism by writing her fan club president newsletter, which she typed out on her typewriter at home and then ran it off on her father's mimeograph and then mailed it to her 200 plus members around the country.
That's amazing.
And so she's still of course, who isn't a lifelong Elvis fan? So when I was out in L.A. recently, I visited with Linda and had the opportunity to read through some of her fan club newsletters that she sent out as a teenager.
And she still has them all.
She still has them. And she also was responsible for leading the charge to get Dick Clark to play Elvis music on his birthday while he was in serving in Germany in peacetime. So she's got a lot of great stories from a fan's perspective.
You're not going to want to miss that.
So that's going to be a fun and exciting event. So lots of things happening for Elvis Week. ElvisWeek.com is the place to go to get your tickets. And of course, that's the way it is. A special screening with Warner Brothers.
That's going to be
Orpheum
really
Theater
cool.
In Memphis. And we're going to have some special guests there as well.
We always have special guests.
We do.
You never know who's going to show up.
So true.
Even here at Graceland, just on a regular basis, you never know.
Somebody showed up last night, didn't they?
They did. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Can we talk about that?
I don't know. Bevan, what do you think?
Yes.
Aren't we allowed to talk about it? He speaks. Mark the day down. It is June, Friday the 6th, 2014. Bevan speaks on the podcast.
Well, he's done this before. He's a pro. He knows how to do it. But
so it should be no big secret that Bruno Mars
was here
in
last
town
night
doing a concert and tremendous Elvis fan.
He is.
And paid his respects and visited the King's Castle.
I mean, there are people who still work here at Graceland that remember when he came back here when he was just about 5 years old and, you know, saw him running around during candlelight and just saw this really cute kid, and now he's just this huge star. So he came back for the first time since he was five and just really enjoyed his tour, had a big group with him, and I mean, he is just a huge Elvis fan. So really excited about a show tonight.
Should be fun and exciting to have Bruno in Memphis, and of course he had to come see the King.
Had to. Well, let's talk about That's the Way It Is in this deluxe box set.
Yes.
that was just announced.
First time ever. The DVDs and the soundtracks in one big combo pack.
Like ever.
Ever.
That's unbelievable.
Because that's, you know, Sony has the music, Warner has the movie, and they've come together.
Pretty historic.
And so it should be a great collector set to be had. And of course, we'll have it here during Elvis Week. But it should be very exciting to pick up that great collectible that has a few little extras in it.
It has, I mean, gosh, it has a ton of stuff. I'm sitting here looking at an 80-page book.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like an all-in-one package.
And it's a fantastic book. We had the opportunity to help review it and fact check it and look at the photos. And it's spectacular. It's going to be a must-have for Elvis fans. And, of course, it's got lots of great bonus content.
Lots of stuff. And it's actually on August 5th, I think it will be available. But you can get it while you're here at Elvis
and
Week.
You can get it here when you're here for Elvis Week. Or you can pre-order now.
On Amazon. And actually, I found out this last night, speaking of Amazon.
You got a refund and we're going to go on a spending spree.
I wish, but I found out that the founder of Amazon came to Graceland last weekend.
Really?
I know. Pretty crazy. It was a spur of the moment trip for him, and he decided to stop by the King's Castle.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so.
Very nice.
You know, we've been talking about 60 years of rock and roll for a really long time.
And it's almost upon us.
It's almost here.
How many days away are we?
I mean, are we like less than a month away?
Yesterday was the fifth.
So
yeah,
we've been counting down.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the third, but even though I just said Bevan spoke on June the 6th, I have short-term memory
loss. Well, we've been featuring an artist every day leading up to the 6 years of rock and roll. It's kind of been like a countdown on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Yesterday's featured artist was the Rolling Stones. And I'm a big fan of the Rolling Stones. It's really cool. I've actually seen them in concert. They're phenomenal. But Mick Jagger, I have a quote from Mick Jagger who talks about Elvis. He said, "No one but no one is his equal or will ever be. He was and is supreme." I mean, that's pretty spot on.
It's kind of like one of those John Lennon-esque
quotes.
That's true. It's in that caliber. And of course, this week in Elvis history, this is the week that Elvis swiveled those hips so violently that the country was in an uproar over the king's swiveling hips, and which eventually led to his being filmed from the waist up on his next television appearance. But this is the week that the U.S. in 1956 was all shook up by the king's gyrating hips, as they would say in the press.
That's a good fun fact for the week.
It is a good fun fact.
Well, we have one sighting. Why don't you take a stab at it?
Our sighting comes from Nina Garcia in Manila, Philippines. She says Elvis was on the History Channel and National Geographic. She writes in to say that Vinnie Jones, Russia's toughest bodyguard, is a TV show on the National Geographic Channel. While Vinnie was entering a door, he pointed out to an Elvis plate hanging on the wall above the door. She also says on the History Channel's The Pickers, it told a story of, in 1955, Elvis bought a car and had it painted pink to give to his mother, Gladys.
Well, and we sure do know where that car
sits
today.
We sure do. It's at the Car Museum right here at Graceland, where you need to come and visit if you've not been before.
That's true. Well, I think that's it for today.
That is it. We will hear you, see you, listen to you, speak to you next week. I need a nap. I'm still jet lagged because I've been absent for a few weeks. You've been gone. I'm still catching up
on
my sleep.
So welcome back.
So forgive me for fouling up that intro or exit, and we'll try it again. Until next time, we'll see you. Thanks for joining us.